CNN's Burnett, Kamala's 2019 position's pretty incredible, much more liberal. By Pam Kee on September 10, 2024. CNN host Erin Burnett said Monday on Out Front that Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris' positions during her 2019 presidential campaign were much more liberal. Burnett said, Kamala Harris releasing details of her policy positions for the first time on her campaign website. AK file investigation has uncovered Me Time, a 2019 questionnaire. And in this questionnaire, Harris laid out some much more liberal stances, among them on immigration. So 2019 in what file found, she said she would cut funding to ICE, writing, our immigrant detention system is out of control and I believe we must end the unfair incarceration of thousands of individuals, families, and children. I was one of the first senators after President Trump was elected to advocate for a decrease in funding to ICE. Well, now of course he's touting the Biden administration's executive order to crack down on the border. K-File's Andrew Kaczynski joins me now, and that's pretty incredible on its own. Hen, you're talking about what you found here on ICE. What else did you find? Kaczynski said, and this was a questionnaire that she filled out for the ACLU. And this questionnaire is really an interesting snapshot in time of that 2019 Democratic primary. Kamala Harris was trying to get to the left of Bernie Sanders. She was trying to get to the left of Elizabeth Warren. And you really see that in a lot of these answers. And I want to walk our viewers through a little bit of what she said. Let's just take immigration and look at what she said here. She said on immigration, she made this open-ended pledge to end immigrant detention. She said she supported taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. Burnett said, taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants? She actually said she supported that? Kaczynski said, she wrote both wrote and answered in the affirmative when she was asked this. And she said she also supported it for federal prisoners. Now, she also pledged to slash immigration detention by 50% and close all family and private facilities and decrease funding for ICE. And then the end ICE detainers with local law enforcement. Burnett said, I mean, these are things that, you know, it would be hard to think that you would come up with. Taxpayer funding gender transitions for detained migrants and yet, as you say, written and inverbally. Follow Pam Kee on X @PamKeenan.